Sometimes just living out our lives can feel like you've been through a washing machine and then a tumble dryer, round and round and round until all the life's drained out of you. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. One of the criticisms that atheism hurls at Christianity is that it's for losers, a crutch for the weak, so as to speak. But you don't have to be a loser for life to spin you round and spit you out, or a weakling for people and circumstances to drain you of your physical, emotional, and spiritual energy. It happens to the strongest, the smartest, the fastest, the best, too. And amidst turmoil, what we desperately need is peace. We crave for it in the midst of the melee. The problem is, when the going's tough, all too often, the things that well-meaning people will say or do for you somehow don't seem to have the power to reach deep down into the turmoil you're experiencing to calm the waters. Or any peace the world has to offer ends up being fleeting at best. You've been there too, right? It's for that very reason that Jesus, the very Son of God who suffered and died for you, has this to speak into your turmoil today. John chapter 14, verse 27. I leave you peace. It's my own peace I give you. I give you peace in a different way than the world does. So don't be troubled. Don't be afraid. And when Jesus speaks his peace into your heart, it comes backed by the very power of God. Listen to me. Jesus can bring peace to your past, purpose to your present, and hope to your future. Jesus, that's God's word fresh for you today. God's wisdom, God's love, God's encouragement are ready and waiting for you. It's just who he is. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.